Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuchas, and this is day 14 of the dog days of podcasting. And we're going to see if this works, because for some reason, Boss Jock has not been wanting to record for me on my phone, only my iPad. I have no idea why. Anyway, so today was Aikido camp, and what that means is there is a camp that is run out of the gym, or the gym facilities that our dojo is at, and for 1 week they do a martial arts week. And so one day the kids get to do Aikido, one day they get to do Taekwondo, and one day they get to do Karate, which is the three different clubs that we have on base here. And so today was Aikido. This is the second year that we've done it, or recently done it. And it's always a lot of fun. I had one kid tell me, "You're a really good teacher." Thank you. That felt good. And then they didn't want to leave when we were done. They wanted to come back for the rest of the day. And we're like, "Yeah, no, we're done with you." Because there's a lot. You know, teaching kids for, what was it, like 4 hours? We were there for five and they had a break, but that's a lot. Like, there's a reason why we only teach our juniors for an hour and then we send them home, unless they're really good and big enough to, you know, drop into some of the senior classes. But, oh man, but it was a lot of fun. And, it's funny, the kid that had the hardest time paying attention, doing any of the movements, or trying anything out, or listening to any of the things that we wanted to tell him, was the kid that is taking karate, not in one of the base dojos, no, because I did not recognize the sensei's name, and we actually have a pretty good relationship with the other clubs on base, which is really neat. I love how, you know, we do different martial arts, but we support each other, and that's awesome. That is fantastic. Oh, so I am driving. I'm actually on my way back from getting groceries because I wanted to make something tonight and I was missing a few ingredients. And I'd been noticing, like, so I have to drive through farms to get to the grocery store. I hadn't been noticing any of the cows. And I'm like, where have the cows been? Well, I discovered where they are. You know, it's like 9 o'clock at night, 9:30-ish at night. And, but when I was driving out, it was like 8:45. And I saw the cows. They were all out. They were on like every pasture. And I realized, oh, they're probably staying in the barn during the day because it's so hot. Right. Cows get hot too. Anyway, so tonight I want to talk about Star Trek Enterprise. So I had watched a couple episodes when it first aired, and it kind of got annoying to me because I felt like they weren't, they were just trying to do too much too soon. And, oh, you know, this is a prequel, but we're going to give you Klingons and Ferengis and holodecks and transporters all right away. And it just kind of felt like, all right, guys, either you're a prequel and we haven't met those things, or set it later, you know? So I kind of lost interest. And I know everybody told me, you know, season three gets really good. Well, after going through Deep Space Nine again recently, and by the way, Deep Space Nine is now definitively my favorite Trek. Although TNG will always have a special place in my heart, and of course gotta love the original series, Deep Space Nine is the most consistent, and it was good from episode one. The characters were fleshed out and realized from the get-go, and no other Star Trek series has that. But Enterprise, so I decided to give it a chance. And so I've been going through it. And you know what? Everybody's right. Season three is awesome. But you gotta get through a lot of character building, learning about the characters, some dynamics. There's some really cool things in it, too, and some really great guest stars. One of the things that I absolutely love is anytime Jeffrey Combs is going to be on an episode, you know it's going to be a good episode of Star Trek. That guy is such an amazing actor. But his Andorian, I think the name is Shran, is fantastic. He is such... It really goes to investigating the Andorians, which is a race that was completely forgotten after the original series. And I love it. And of course we get, I can't remember her name. Susie Plimpton? Is that her name? Yeah, I think so. Or Plankton. Ah, Kalar. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about. Marshall's mom. We get to see her as an Andorian, which is amazing. Anytime she's a guest star, it's going to be a good episode. Even when it's a bad episode, her scenes are good. So I'm really enjoying it. I was hoping to finish it before I did this dinner and a movie, but I'm in the beginning of season 4, and I don't think I'm going to finish by the end of the month because I have so many other things that I want to watch and so little time to watch TV. It's amazing how much time, how little time rather you have in the month of August. You'd think, oh, it's summer, la la la. No, it's not. It's everybody's ramping up for September. Everybody's doing everything for September. And everybody's like, well, it's August, so let's all plan these things. I'm enjoying it. I am really happy that I went through and I rewatched it and I pushed myself even during like some of the episodes where I was like, really? Do I really have to watch this? Not that they're bad. It's just my bar is so much higher because I have so little time for TV. And I am really enjoying it. It's awesome. I love it. There are characters that I always said, like, nobody cares about these characters at all. And even them, there's a little bit. I do think that they really neglect some of the characters that they should be focusing on. I mean, there are characters that are so amazing. Like, Hoshi doesn't get enough time. But even Mayweather, like... Why would you ignore that? We get a couple of episodes that talk about the fact that he was a boomer and he grew up in space. He was born in space. And that's it. You give us more Malcolm, which is... I'm sorry. Even you get a little bit into his background and it's awesome and everything, but he's still dull as dishwater. I don't care about Malcolm. And unfortunately, Mayweather is the Ensign Kim of the show. He should be interesting. He should have good storylines. Unfortunately, he doesn't. But even Ensign Kim got more screen time than Mayweather does. I absolutely love the Doctor. I want to see more for the Doctor. But I agree with pretty much everyone. It's tripping T'Pol. And the only reason why T'Pol is interesting to me is because of her relationship with Trip, which is unfortunate. She does, explore her emotions and all this other stuff, and that's not because of Trip. She is an incredibly flawed character, but it's so hard to see, or maybe they're just not showing us enough to see her motivations, that it's through her relationship with Trip that we actually see what is she interested in, what is the deal, what's her whole thing. And so you really need that kind of relationship. I'm going to pair this with Trip's favorite food, and that is going to be catfish, but we're going to make the catfish my way. You are going to bread that catfish in cornmeal, and you're going to like pan fry it and bake it just a little. And in that cornmeal, let's put just a little bit of Old Bay spice, of course. And we're going to serve that with some like corn and succotash.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.